Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Vave Yudeshin 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 Shin Vav Hey Yud 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 Letting the rhythm of the chant and the sounds and the vibrations take you deep into the body, deep into the inside. As if folding your senses inwards, making a journey inside you to an inner sanctuary. A place of peace and stillness and learning. And as you make this movement of turning inwards, you may find yourself upon a path, rather like a cathedral cloister. Path descending with windows on each side. This is the pathway into the inner sanctuary. Away from the turbulence of the outside world, into the place of deep stillness inside you. Being aware of the outside, being aware of the winds and the swirling, being aware of the many winds of life. But just for a moment, turning inward, away from turbulence and disturbance, following a path downwards. The path to the inner sanctuary. Walking slowly downwards, noticing the windows to right and left. And as we walk this path, we may notice scenes from the past just appearing in the windows just for a moment. We may be tempted to linger, but this is not the time, for we are making our pilgrimage, our journey to the inner sanctuary. So we keep slowly walking. Going into the deep. Into the mysterious aspects of our own being. until at length we come to a small door, an unremarkable door. It would be easy to miss it. Notice the shape, the texture, the colour of your own door into the inner sanctuary. And if you wish to, and if you feel ready, open the door and step inside. As you do so, there may feel a slight shift, as if crossing a threshold. Being in a deeper, more still place. And at first it is hard to see, hard to know where you are. Except that there is the feeling of stillness. There is a smell of sweetness, like frankincense. And there is a warmth and a containment, a feeling that here is a place of safety. Here is a place of healing. Here is a place of protection. And as we adjust to this new place, it starts to take shape for us. We see that we are standing in a small square room with a domed roof. And we are standing before an altar. And there are stained glass windows in each of the four directions. And in front of us in the east, there is the image of the Archangel Raphael in brilliant yellow. This is the angel of the morning. This is the angel of the dawn who brings new life into being. This is the angel who brings the divine breath into the world. And fixed to the wall beneath him is the image, a little statue of a winged human being, carrying a golden light. And in the window to your right, there is an angel in gold and red, the fiery angel Michael, the warrior of God, whose face shines like the sun at noon. Angel of noon and summer. And beneath him is a small statue fixed to the wall of a winged lion bearing a red light that is the essence of fire. And behind you, there is the stained glass window of the angel Gabriel, in blues and silvers and greens. This is the great archangel of sunsets, of twilight, the angel of the waters, who purifies the world. And beneath Gabriel there is the small image of a winged white eagle carrying a light of pure blue, the essence of the waters. And on your left side, there is the stained glass window of the angel of earth, the angel whose light shines in darkness, Auriel, the alchemist of heaven. This angel is clad in deep greens and blacks. And at his feet is the image of a winged bull, bears the deep green light. Place your hands upon the altar and feel the presence of the angels and the four holy living creatures that serve them. Feel the breath of Raphael and the winged man filling you, bringing newness, bringing energy, opening you to new possibilities. Feel the fire and the light of Michael and the winged lion, strengthening your will, awakening your creativity. Feel the cooling and cleansing waters of Gabriel and the white eagle be irrigated by the deep waters, made fertile in all the dimensions of your life. Feel the deep strength and capacity to transform that is in Auriel and the winged bull. Feel it strengthening your bones. Feel yourself at the center of the four archangels, the four holy living creatures. Feel the balance, the dynamic presence of the Holy Four. Feel your feet rooted in the deep earth, and feel your spine extending upwards into the heights. And look upwards into the dome of blue and gold. And right at the apex of the dome, we see the symbol of a triple flame in pure light. Feeling rooted in the earth, feeling balanced by the four elements. Let yourself long for the realms of spirit, for the divine self. or the angel that connects you to your deepest truth, your deepest heart, your deepest longing. Letting the height and the depth come together at this center point. Feeling the breath and the word and the touch and the blessing of your own most particular angel, your own most particular guide. I'll be silent for a little while we commune. And then we're drawing from the communion. Place your hands upon the altar and be aware of the four directions. Be aware of the deep underneath you, the height above you, and the center point in your own heart. And just absorb for a moment presence of the Holy Four, the sense of your own particular angel and guide. And when you are ready, you leave through the small, unremarkable door. And find yourself back in the cloister corridor that now leads upwards. Noticing as you do the windows that you pass, the and may this time give glimpses of the potential of the future. For you return with the blessing of the angels, the four great angels, the holy living creatures. And the blessing of your own deepest self, your own particular angel. And at a certain point you find yourself outside the corridor in this room, allowing your senses to unfold into the room. So you feel your contact with the cushion or the chair you're sitting on. You smell and taste the room. You hear sound in the room. And when you're ready, you open your eyes and look into the room.